Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Let's go to our phone line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. Roman Yossi is on the line with us, Predators captain. Joining us. Roman, good morning. Thanks so much for doing this. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I know it's been a tough couple games. I mean, there's really no other way to put that, that you guys come out, you get a lead, and then you've played some scrappy young teams like yourself that battle back. As a veteran, and knowing that you have so many of these young guys on your team, how do you help get through that in these tough moments and not let yourself and let them get too down on yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously a fine balance. I think you got to stay positive. I think, especially in the last two games, I think there's some good things that we did. Obviously, we didn't get the results, but I didn't like our games in Calgary and Winnipeg at all. I feel like we didn't play well at all. But I feel like the last two games took a step, made some mistakes that cost us. And obviously, we've got to find a way to win games. But I think a lot of us, all the guys, we've been through that in our careers. And I think every time you go through it, you gotta find a way to hold yourself accountable and make sure you correct some things and do things better. But at the same time, you got to stay positive. And, you know, the only way we get out of this is together. So you got to make sure we stick together and just find a way.
Yeah, and, you know, you made a good point. I mean, like, there are, you know, several of those games on the road trip and then, you know, that you've had throughout the season that you guys have played well. It's almost like you just haven't been rewarded for it. And so, you know, how do you hold on to those moments and then just finish? And that's something that Andrew Burnett has talked about is just it's the little things that you guys just got to – close it out, and you're right there, and then all of a sudden we're having a different conversation.
Yeah, I think, like, I mean, if you look at the road trip, I feel like we, like, the first two games, I actually thought we played really well. We lost to Vancouver, lost to Seattle, but I felt like we had two really good games, and we deserved a better outcome. And I think as a player, like, you can live with that. Like, I've been in the league for a long time. I feel like if you keep doing the right things and you keep playing well, you are going to get rewarded and you're going to win games. It always, sometimes it doesn't seem fair, but at the end of the day, it always evens out and it'll be fair by the end of it. So I think as long as you do the right things, it's more frustrating when you feel like you're not playing well, you're not playing up to potential. That's when it gets frustrating. But yeah, we got to find a way to just play our game, and you can't worry too much about results. And like I said, those will come if you do the right things.
We're talking to the great Roman Yossi this morning on 102.5 The Game. Roman, we had Hal Gill on yesterday. He talked about the fine line between frustrated and being mad. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think they're probably two different things. I would say, like, I think sometimes it's good to get a little mad. I feel like that, I don't know, just personally, I feel like when I'm a little mad, you're involved in the game, you have your emotions in the game. So I think frustrated is a whole nother thing. I think frustration is something that you gotta kind of, after the game you might be a little frustrated, but you gotta kind of let go of that pretty quick. But yeah, I feel like it's okay to get mad, it's okay to have those emotions. We're all passionate, we all care about what we do, we want to win games. So yeah, if you're mad, be mad, that's okay.
Does the effort part get to you when you see guys not giving, you know, 100%, when you're giving 100%? And if so, how do you approach a player who's not giving that effort? Do you confront him? Do you set him aside? Do you talk to him? How do you do that? Because, I mean, you're the captain, the leader of the team. They look to you for everything. But how do you call a guy out with not, like, making it confrontational, if that makes sense?
Yeah. Well, I think effort, that should be a given. I mean, that's just something that's non-negotiable, right? Like, we, I think we can all make mistakes. Everybody can live with mistakes, but if the effort is there, that's just not acceptable. And we felt like it wasn't there in Calgary. It wasn't great in Winnipeg. I felt like the last two games it was a lot better. But I think that's something you always got to address. I feel like we have a really good relationship with our team, and everybody's on the same page. And if the effort isn't there, I want other guys to tell me if my effort isn't great. So I hope they expect the same from me, and I think that's something that needs to be addressed right away.
Predators captain Roman Josi is on the line with us. Now, a positive that has happened in the last few games, your buddy Philip Forsberg, and we all know how this happens. It's like he gets into a rhythm and then Scoresberg is born. He's got 18.7 goals, scored again last night. That has to excite the entire locker room when you see him get going, because I also feel like it's pretty contagious and the scoring will come up and down the lineup.
Yeah, he's been playing great. I mean, he's really been a force for us, like on offense. But the scoring is always what sticks out with him. But I feel like it's the way he plays right now. He plays with so much energy. He plays hard. I mean, he had a huge hit, I think, against Arizona. He kind of does all these little things, and whenever he's going like that, he's an absolute force up there. And he's one of those power forwards with, like, extreme skill. So, when he's going like that, I mean, it's great for our team. And just you can see it by his mindset. He's going to have a great year, and we're going to need him too.
How tough has it been not having Ryan McDonagh in the lineup?
Yeah, we're missing him for sure. He's one of those guys you definitely miss. He's obviously he's a warrior. He's very experienced. Great guy to have in the locker room, and he's just such a big presence on defense, and just the way he plays. He plays a lot of big minutes. Shuts down the other team's top line, and not having him is definitely. We definitely missed him, but hopefully we'll be back soon.
Roman, you guys have a few days off. Now, I'm curious, and I'm not a stalker, but like, what do you do on your day off?
We actually practice today. I'm on my way to practice. We'll have a practice today, and then we have a day off tomorrow. Practice Friday, and then play Saturday. Tomorrow, I'll just probably hang out with the fam, hang out with the kids, and do something fun with them and enjoy some time away from the rink.
Are you able, like when you're at home tomorrow, I mean, do you watch, turn on the TV and watch, I don't know, like Calgary play Toronto? I mean, can you watch hockey? Because I know some pro athletes who can't do it because they're like I got to get away from it completely. Are you able to do that?
No, I won't watch Calgary play tomorrow, probably. I don't really watch. I probably watch football, but I don't really watch hockey during the regular season. I love watching hockey in playoffs, but during the regular season we have so many games. So whenever you're home, you try to enjoy time with the family and just get away from hockey a little bit.
Well, Roman. Have a good practice today. Thanks so much for doing this. And we'll see you at Bridgestone Arena on Saturday against Chicago.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Roman Josi, Predators captain, joining us. Always have a key player join us every Wednesday around 9:05. And, while it's tough going right now with them,
right.
That's leadership. They're going to go out and work at it today. I think having the 3 days off is going to be beneficial for them, or 3 days not playing games. So
sure.
A couple of practice days and then a day off is certainly going to be beneficial to them.
I mean, it's weird talking about, he's married and got a family. Because I remember when he first showed up here, he was just a baby. Now he's just, now he's a man. And so it's I'm always curious what they do on their days off, right? Like, I don't care what you do on your day off.
If I was a hockey player, no, I know, you don't. You make fun of me. Like,
that's
when
right.
I say I'm going to watch Batman, you're like, really? That's what you're going to do? You're not going to do something?
I just, it's just hard to kind of get away from it all because you're going, playing in front of tens of thousands of people, and then all of a sudden you're like, all right, I got a day off. What am I going to do? So thank you, Roman.
With my day off, people look at me and go, hey, I know you talk sports every day, but will you talk sports? Sure.
I don't have any friends. Why not? I don't have to worry about that.
Well, you're my friend.
I'm good. Appreciate it.
Big Joe and Ricky, and that's what
I
got.
That's about it. That's about it, man.
We'll have John McClain join us at the bottom of the hour. Again, we are live today at Black Tap Burgers and Beer. They will open at 11 o'clock. Big Joe will be here until 1. I'm going to hang out as well. You can come by, register to win Preds tickets and different prizes. But looking forward to being here today. I'm looking forward to trying the food.
Oh, the food is fantastic. The milkshakes are fantastic. I mean, it's going to be your destination if you come downtown here at Black Tap. The ticket giveaways are Blackhawks and Preds this Saturday and the Flyers versus the Preds on December the 12th. Remember, you got to be here to register. You don't have to be here to win when we draw that later on. So we'll see you when the doors open at 11 o'clock here at Black Tap.
And you don't have to be here to listen to the next segment. You can just listen to your radio because it's Chase and Big Joe.
Right.
102.5, 106.3, The Game.